There's another thing about bevacizumab, and it really relates to a lot of the different types of new agents out there, which is that at this point in time, the data from the trial that looked at bevacizumab plus paclitaxel shows an advantage in terms of progression-free survival. And obviously, these people are staying on therapy longer without progressing and having to switch therapy. But at this point, the major trial doesn't show an advantage in terms of overall survival. And part of that is a lot of times it takes a few more years before you see it, if you are going to see it. And I'm curious about your perception about how much of a benefit you see it providing to delay having to switch therapy, even if it turns out that the survival won't be any different. How much of an advantage do you think it is to extend the patient's progression-free survival?
I personally think it's a huge benefit because I think especially in the metastatic setting, what you are trying to do is to palliate the patient. And the palliation, I think, is primary. The overall survival is obviously a secondary and a gain that you certainly want. But if you have progression-free survival, you more times than not are obviously going to have a better quality of life if you're able to decrease the disease and the symptoms that come with it. And so I think in any type of cancer, when you're dealing with metastatic disease, progression-free survival certainly impacts quality of life in a very positive way.
You know, I guess one thing that a lot of nurses working in oncology offices back in the infusion room maybe don't see is what happens when that patient comes in and they are progressing. You know, their imaging studies are getting worse or their symptoms are getting worse. And I'm sure that must be a very difficult visit with the patient.
Well, it is. It's a very hard visit, I think. And sometimes the infusion room nurses may not see the patient for months or years even. So their recall of them is that last they saw them, they had finished treatment, things were great, and they were going to go about their lives, and they don't see them in the follow-up visits. In our center, we're actually on different floors. So a lot of times there is no contact, and then their next contact with them is at a time when they've got progressive disease and they have to restart therapy and they reconnect. We try to use a primary nursing model, and so ideally it is the same nurse treating that patient. But it is very hard, and I think it's hard for the patient, too, to reconnect. There's a lot of psychological issues, I think, that go along there. I think it's the whole idea of patients feeling badly somewhat for the staff as well as for themselves.